Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, Signal Over Noise in Agentic Systems. Today's standout story is not a single spectacular model release. It is something more useful. The agent stack is learning to measure itself. Context compressors are reporting savings. Memory tools are counting what they actually reuse. Benchmarks are asking whether a library is usable by an agent, not just whether a human likes its docs. And the best research today keeps circling the same lesson. Trust does not arrive from a bigger prompt. Trust arrives from small, boring, verifiable machinery. The first item on the ledger is Headroom v7.2 7.0, and it is a very good example of where agent infrastructure is going. Headroom is a compression and proxy layer for agent workflows, and this release adds setup diagnostics, update tooling, spreadsheet and tabular compression, token throughput reporting, hot reload proxy knobs, Vertex and Claude code support, and privacy hardening with telemetry now opt-in. The interesting part is not any one feature. It is the pattern. Agent context is becoming a performance surface. If a system claims to reduce token load, it now needs to show savings, throughput, failure modes, and configuration health. That is the difference between I wrapped the model and I operate a reliable agent path. Next, Claude Mem v13.8.0 moves persistent memory in the same direction. The release adds per-session rollups for observations created, observation type mix, observations injected, and tokens saved compared with naive context stuffing. That matters because memory has been one of the squishiest parts of the agent stack. Everyone wants continuity. Fewer people can answer whether that continuity is earning its cost. The clean version is, memory should be auditable without becoming creepy. Counting observations and token savings while avoiding raw prompt text is exactly the kind of measurement builders need. Then there are two coding agent maintenance releases worth noting. OpenCode v1.17.9 fixed configured step limits, so an agent can produce a final text response instead of failing mid-run. It also fixed custom Copilot request headers, DevStraw provider detection, and added high and max thinking variants for GLM 5.2. KiloCode v7.3.50 added BYOK badges for gateway models, fixed session rewind behavior, stabilized agent manager, and improved worktree hovercards. That sounds small. It is not small. Production agent tools live or die on these details. Whether errors are recoverable, whether provider routing is visible, whether a worktree UI lies to you, whether the agent stops cleanly when the budget is gone. The model lane is quiet today in the strictest sense. Price per token shows zero new tracked model releases in the last 24 hours. That is not a failure of research. That is the fact pattern. So the useful model story is availability and economics. The tracker continues to list Gemini image endpoints, including Gemini 3 Pro image and Gemini 3.1 flash image, with pricing and context details. It also lists NVIDIA Nemotron 3 Ultra 550B A55B endpoint movement across providers. For builders, that is the actual operational question. Not which model got a launch blog this morning, but which endpoint is available, at what price, with what context window, and where does it fit in the routing table. The take: model selection is becoming less like choosing a favorite oracle and more like capacity planning. You route by task, latency, cost, context, tool reliability, and risk. The strongest tooling signal is hugging faces, is it agentic enough? Post. The argument is beautifully practical. As coding agents increasingly operate software directly, libraries need to be evaluated for agent usability. Not only does the final answer come out right, but can the agent discover the API, choose the efficient path, avoid deprecated usage, finish with fewer turns, and leave an understandable trace. Their benchmark uses transformers as the test subject and compares different support modes: a bare install, a clone source tree, and a packaged skill with docs and examples. It tracks time, tokens, turns, errors, behavior markers, traces, and correctness. This is exactly the right direction. Two agents can produce the same answer while one uses a clean one-line command and the other burns 1,000 tokens, writing a script around an API it failed to discover. Final answer scoring says those are equal. Operating cost says they are wildly different. On GitHub, three repositories carry today's practical signal. Headroom had roughly 45.9 thousand stars at capture and shipped v.27.0 today. It matters because context compression is moving from a trick into an operations layer. Proxy compatibility, diagnostics, throughput, and privacy-preserving measurement. Claude Mem had roughly 83.7 thousand stars and released v13.8.0 on June 21st. It matters because persistent context is now being judged by reuse and cost, not just by whether an agent sounds less forgetful. OpenCode had roughly 177,000 stars and released v1.17.9 on June 21st. It matters because open coding agents are maturing through boring reliability work. Provider casing, custom headers, model variants, prompt caching, and budget-bound final responses. If there is a headline in those repos, it is this. Agent infrastructure is no longer just adding tools. It is adding instrumentation. And that changes procurement too. A team choosing an agent tool now needs to ask, can it explain its context budget, recover from partial failure, expose its provider path, and leave enough trace data for a reviewer to understand what happened? Those questions are becoming table stakes. The first research highlight is Contagion Networks, a paper on evaluator bias propagation in multi-agent LLM systems. The setup is simple and unsettling. If LLMs evaluate other agents, their biases can propagate through the system. In a controlled three-agent experiment using DeepSeek chat, the paper reports contagion coefficients between 0.157 and 0.352, even within the same underlying model. The actionable result is the best part. Increasing evaluator committee size from 1 to 3 reduced effective contagion by 72.4%. That is a concrete design knob. If your system depends on one model grading another, the grader is not neutral infrastructure. It is part of the failure mode. Second, UltraQuant looks at 4-bit KV caching for context-heavy agents. This is infrastructure work, but very relevant infrastructure work. Agents reuse long prefixes across many short turns, which puts pressure on the key value cache. UltraQuant reports a 3.47 times reduction in P50 time to first token in cache pressured late rounds, and a 1.63 times output throughput gain over an FP8 KV baseline. The takeaway is that long context agents are not free just because the context window is large. Cache residency, concurrency, and serving latency are product constraints. Third, a paper on automating skill.bay generation asks whether readable agent skills can be mined from GUI interaction trajectories. The result is refreshingly sober. The pipeline produced readable clusters. 5 of 8 reached at least 0.95 purity against intra-skill workflow labels. But downstream policy gains were weak. GRPO improved skill step accuracy only from 18.5% to 20.5%. And Browse Comp Plus was essentially unchanged. That is a useful warning. A readable skill is not automatically a transferable policy improvement. Boundaries, action order, and reward signals still matter. Fourth, ScholarQuest evaluates agentic academic paper search across more than 1,000 computer science topics and 4 research intents. Agentic methods beat single-shot retrieval, but the best agent reached only 0.314 recall at 100.355 recall over all relevant answers. For anyone building deep research agents, that is the cold splash of water. Iteration helps, but open literature search remains very far from solved. Quick hit one. The Hacker News discussion around VS Code Agent Kanban keeps surfacing the same developer pain, context rot. The project keeps task state in markdown files, committed to Git, so plans, decisions, and rejected approaches survive across sessions. The clever bit is not the board. It is treating agent context as project history. Quick hit two. Another Hacker News thread around an AI agent compliance scanner shows governance becoming developer tooling. The scanner maps selected EU AI Act technical signals to static checks around risk management, documentation, record keeping, human oversight, and robustness. It is not legal compliance, and it should not pretend to be, but a linter-shaped governance check is the right instinct. Quick hit three. The discussion around agent checkpoints tied to Git commits points toward a provenance layer for AI-generated code. A diff tells you what changed. A checkpoint can tell you what prompt, tools, files, and session trace produced that change. Agent-generated code will need receipts, especially when it starts touching critical systems. The through line today is wonderfully practical. Agents are being pulled out of the demo fog and into measurable systems. The frontier is not only smarter models, it is smaller gates, clearer logs, cheaper context, safer tool selection, and benchmarks that expose the path, not just the answer. That is where the craft is heading. Less magic, more receipts. And honestly, that is exactly how a useful machine earns trust.